Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to Ben Rappaport, who stars on NBC's controversial and surprise Thursday night hit, Outsourced. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
So much media. So little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before thousands of underpaid American call center workers at the Home Shopping Channel in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay, time you guys learned about America.
Put that coffee down. Coffee for closers only.
It's tricky to rock on time, to rock on time. It's okay. Am I doing it right?
Yeah, you know, you got it pretty good.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you?
No.
Outsourced did not get the initial reaction that NBC desired for a new Thursday night sitcom, given the plum post The Office slot it received in the fall schedule. Most years, every new NBC sitcom slipped into must-see TV Thursday gets a cold shoulder from the critics just because it's not 30 Rock or The Office. Just ask the cast of Community, which was widely derided and ignored when it started a year ago and now is one of TV's most consistent silliness fests. Outsourced was ostracized for a whole different reason. The concept about an American sent to India to supervise his employer's call center there was declared racist and dead on arrival. Funny thing, though, after an unfunny, uneven pilot, Outsourced found its voice, and the audience, and I'll include my family among the Johnny-come-latelys, started finding it. If anything, this show is Community relocated to India. The Community College Study Lounge has been replaced by a call center. Ben Rappaport is Joel McHale, and the better part of the ensemble cast of characters consists of Indian kooks instead of California kooks. And Dietrich Bader, who you remember from nearly a decade as a sidekick on The Drew Carey Show, is a wonderful bonus. In fact, The Drew Carey Show is probably a more reasonable comparison for Outsource than is The Office. As for being racist, well, the only people who think that haven't watched the show. It's sweet, it's funny, but it no more makes fun of Indians than The Office picks on Scranton, Pennsylvania natives. It's a sitcom. Tune in, settle into the couch, and laugh a little. And now I'm pleased to welcome Outsourced star Ben Rappaport to Mr. Media. I had not caught the first couple episodes of your show, and thank God for video on demand. My wife and daughter and I were sitting in the living room about 2 weeks ago and said, let's take a look at this show. And it's like, wow, this is funny.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I guess it's the kind of thing, it's got to be very tough in this environment to have a new comedy and, get sampling.
Yeah, I think at first, the title, Outsourced, I think it might have turned some people off. But I think what was important is that people really needed to watch the series past the first, the first 30 seconds of the first episode to really kind of understand that was really just kind of a springboard, a way for us to get to India for our story about these characters in this office.
Did you have any hesitation in signing on with this? I mean, it has been a little controversial in some places.
Right. For me, none whatsoever. Literally, I was I was back in New York, and it was pilot season. You know, during pilot season, you know, you can audition for 7 or 8 TV pilots a week. And I was reading through scripts, and when I read this one, you know, I'm not the kind of guy who laughs out loud when they're reading things on a page, but this just got me. I mean, I was stitching, and that's when I knew it was good. I mean, it was great writing, and it was such a risk, and it was so new. And so I've been totally gung-ho about it since the day I walked into the audition.
Well, for people who haven't seen it, I would tell them it's a little more gentle than you may expect it. It's very subtle at times, and yet it's very sweet. I think this past week we watched it live, and we're into that habit now. It reminded me a lot of Community. The structure is a bit like Community. The cast, the kind of ensemble feel, it's very much like Community, I think.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think it fits in really well with the other Thursday night comedies. But I think what sets us apart a little bit is exactly what you said. You know, a lot of the comedy comes from kind of a naive place and a sweet place, and the fact that the people in this office actually want to be there and they want to succeed at their jobs, and I think that sets us apart just a little bit.
Now, my daughter was a little surprised when we told her, no, we don't think it's filmed in India. It's filmed in Hollywood.
That's correct. Yep, we're on a soundstage.
Tell me about some of your cast members. Obviously, I think Dietrich Bader is obviously the best known person at the moment. But tell me about I want to say the Indian cast. They're playing, and I don't even know if they're all Indian, frankly. But I guess.
Well, yeah, the cast. I mean, they're all of Indian descent in some way, shape, or form. But at least amongst the principal players, none of them are actually from India. You know, Parv and Anisha are from America, Rizwan's Canadian, and Rebecca and Sasha are from England. So, you know, they're all none of them are using their natural dialects, which is like even another dimension for them. It's a tough job.
That was actually my wife's question. My wife wondered if any of them were actually, if you were to meet any of these folks on the street, do they actually talk like that, or are they using a dialect for the show? And I guess you've answered that.
Yeah, none whatsoever. Yeah, that's the answer.
Wow.
It's just great actors doing some great dialect work.
There does seem to be some romance somewhere in the air for you, but it seems like it's probably going to be a long time coming, if at all.
I think so. I mean, Todd kind of gets himself into a bit of a love triangle situation, and you know, this episode, this Thursday is going to be the title of it is Truly, Madly, Pradeeply, and Asha is involved in a arranged marriage situation, and she's going through these files of biodata forms of potential husbands. And, you know, Todd doesn't understand this process. He doesn't really get how you could marry someone you don't know, let alone love. And Todd throws his hat into the ring and puts his own biodata form in there under the fake name of Pradeep, hoping that she'll choose it and that he'll prove his point that they're meant to be together. So yeah, this episode is going to be a bit of a romantic comedy.
Is there a line that the writers and producers have to walk, and the actors for that matter, in terms of making fun but also being respectful of the Indian culture? I mean, there used to be a time 20, 30 years ago where it was easy, sadly, it was easy for Americans to do a show like this or a movie or something and make fun of other cultures and assume that they would never see or hear of it. But with this internet thing, anything you say today spreads. So, is that a worry at times?
I think that's what's important to remember about our show. And I think that's what keeps us fresh and what keeps it interesting is that we, you know, we're not setting out to make fun of anybody. And we're not, you know, by any means, in any kind of mean-spirited way. If anything, we're making fun of human nature, and we're making fun of how we can tend to be ignorant of each other and not know where each other's coming from. And the point of our show is to really bridge that gap rather than make those divisions even more so. We're trying to put a face to that voice on the other end of the phone, and we're also trying to have Americans, you know, for a half hour every Thursday come to India and kind of open their minds a little bit and realize that, you know, these call centers, their offices just like our offices here in America, and some of the same situations happen. It's really all universal. So I just think as long as we're around, we're definitely not about making fun of anybody.
Hmm. Well, speaking of around, you did get picked up for the full season, I seem to recall.
We did, yeah. That happened just a couple weeks ago. We're all very excited.
I was going to ask. Yeah, I would think that would, you know, after the first couple of weeks were a little rocky in terms of audience and stuff, but you certainly seem to have caught on with somebody. Somebody up there likes you, as they say.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've been doing all right in the ratings, and you know, we're holding our own with the other Thursday night comedies, and I think it's working out pretty good. So hopefully, people keep tuning in, and the word keeps spreading about the show.
Did you take the cast out to celebrate with some of the brown mushy food and some of the orange mushy food?
Yeah, you know, we were working late that day, so literally, me and Rizwan, who plays Rajiv, our celebration was going to get Chinese food across the street, ironically.
He's quite a character. I mean, so, both, you know.
Oh, yeah.
all right, so I know we need to wrap up, so let me ask you this. Now that you've got this full season renewal, do you have a sense of some variations in plot lines going into the second half of this first season, now that you know that you'll be around?
You know, that's kind of an unknown thing at this point. You know, we were originally picked up for 13 episodes. And on Monday we're going to start shooting number 13. So the writers, you know, beyond writing those 13 episodes before we got our pickup, they couldn't write anything else. So they're kind of in the process right now of developing those stories and where it's all going to go. So it's as much a mystery to me as it is to everybody else.
Very good. Well, listen, I want to thank you for joining us at Mr. Media today and remind everybody you can see Outsourced on NBC every Thursday night at 9:30, and I wish you continued luck. I'm looking forward to seeing more episodes in that second half.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. For more original interviews with your favorite NBC Thursday night stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. While you're there, give us a couple stars, write a review. It all helps. If you've got an idea for a guest or a comment on this show, or you're interested in advertising on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. It's also a great way to keep up on the latest guests and upcoming shows. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Larry Thomas, the Soup Nazi from Seinfeld, and I just want to say, no soup for you, Mr. Media!